Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the fourth quarter of 2021 of Grupo Sanborns. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that all of you are muted at this moment. The information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English, and later we will conduct a question and answer session. Hosting this conference today, we have Mr. Patrick Slim, Chief Executive Officer of Grupo Sanborns, Mr. Rodrigo Hach, Chief Executive Officer of Sears and Sanborns, Mr. Arturo Aguirre, Credit Director, Mr. Gerardo Wong, Credit Deputy Director, Mr. Mario Bermúdez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns, and Mrs. Angélica Piña, Chief Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the call over to Mrs. Angélica Piña. Please, Mrs. Angélica, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. Grupo Sanborns' total sales increased 26.1% during the fourth quarter of the year, totaling 18,668 billion pesos. From October to December 2021, there was an increase in the number of customers compared to last year, and there were more Christmas and Halloween theme promotions. The categories that increased sales were electronics, technology, white goods, and furniture. There was a significant recovery in clothing, footwear, perfumery, and food and beverages. Gross profit increased by 1,412 billion pesos, representing an increase of 30.4%. Gross margin was 32.4%, improving from 31.4% in the fourth quarter 2020 due to a higher contribution from fashion and restaurant sales. Operating expenses as a proportion of sales represented 22.2% compared to 25.1% last year, which was due to an increase in sales. We continue to implement additional measures to reduce and control overhead expenses. The result for the fourth quarter was an operating income of 2 billion pesos compared to 1.1 billion in the fourth quarter 2020. The quarterly EBITDA improved 105% from 1,258 billion pesos in the fourth quarter 2020 to 2.6 billion in the fourth quarter 2021, with the margin increasing from 8.5% last year to 13.8% this year. In the financial results, an expense of 8 million pesos was recorded, decreasing 72.1% compared to an expense of 28 million pesos in the fourth quarter 2020. This variation was mainly due to 131 million pesos more in the interest earned. Net income amounted to 1.4 billion pesos compared to 1.8 million pesos in the fourth quarter 2020. In the credit business, the number of new cardholders was 221,000 year-over-year. The loan portfolio was 11 billion pesos, increasing 7.9% during the quarter, with a 3.4% increase in loan income. The percentage of delinquencies over 90 days improved from 5.2%-2.9%. As of December 31, 2021, Grupo Sanborns had no interest-bearing debt, while the amount of cash increased to 83.1% to 7.3 billion compared to 4 billion pesos in the fourth quarter 2020. During the fourth quarter of the year, retail space totaled 1,181 billion square meters, virtually unchanged, with a slight variation of -0.8% compared to 2020 retail area. CapEx from October to December was 467 million, higher than 369 million the previous year. Regarding our working capital, cash and cash equivalences increased 3.3 billion pesos, 83.1%. Inventory increased 778 million, 7.4%. Accounts receivable increased $665 million, 6.8%. Suppliers increased 707 million pesos, 8.5%. Short-term liabilities increased 1.2 million pesos, 8.8%. And long-term liabilities decreased 1.2 billion pesos, 8.8%. And long-term liabilities decreased 499 million, 9% due to lower leasing liabilities. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can proceed with the Q&A session. Thank you. With this, the general comments are concluded. Now we can proceed to the Q&A session. First, we will start with the questions in Spanish, and then we will proceed with the questions in English. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, press start, then the number one. And on your telephone keypad, if you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one, and your touch one. The first question comes from Jose Antonio. Good morning. Yes, thank you for taking my question. Yes, I have a couple of questions. The first one has to do with the different formats that you've been managing this year. And the second question has to do with the margins, the recovery margins, as we can see that we got to the levels, pre-pandemic levels. So what is expected in the future? Is there any trend going downwards, or what are the expectations like for the next quarter? So what kind of opportunities do you see in order to improve or to enhance these margins, or how are we going to maintain those margins that we have so far? Thank you very much. Antonio, good morning. This is Mario Bermudez speaking. Well, the profitability that we have for the future at Grupo Sanborns are quite optimistic in the sense that we are going to try to maintain the levels, the sales level, at the same time that we improve our margins, both for the marketing and also the credit lines. For the last quarter, we have a good tendency and we have very good levels. And we hope that for 2022, we can keep on having the same levels, having in mind the change of these semaphores in Mexico and the, both in the metropolitan area and the different states. So we're getting ready to pretty much to have the same levels that the comparable results that we had and that are comparable to the first semesters or the first quarters in 2019 and 2020. It is also important to mention the beverages, food and beverage. I think we are doing good there, and this is going to help us to have a very good levels in, on our margins, as well as fashion, which we think are going to penetrate our market in a very meaningful way, especially for the percentage of our margins, and we hope that it is going to increase in 2022. All right, so this that you're mentioning, these margins that are going to be enhanced in 2022, is it in regards of 2019 or 2020? It is in regards of both years, 2019 and 2020. Okay, thank you. And do you have the background? If you want to, we can send it over. We can send this information over later. Thank you very much. Thanks for your answer. Next question, Bernardo Maltica from Martes Group. Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. My first question has to do with the opening and closure of stores. If you could let us know what your plans are to open or close up new stores. Does it have to do with the formats? Does it have to do with the e-commerce? online sales? And do you have any guidance on how much are you selling online or how much the growth is expected for this year? So those would be my two questions. Thank you very much. Can you please remind me your name? Yes, I am Bernardo Maltica. Bernardo, on everything that has to do with the closure of stores and Sears and Sanborns, we are almost done with this strategy. And as you all know, from previous years, we were focused on consolidating the stores we have that were profitable for both companies. And we could say that we're almost done with that process. And now, or with iShops, there are some openings coming on. And on everything that has to do with e-commerce, we're very interested in this kind of commerce, on this kind of e-commerce. And there are some things that are quite important that are coming on for the e-commerce platforms that you will surely get to know about. And because we are, as I was saying, we're very interested on this e-commerce issue, both on everything that has to do with time and profitability. So we want to foster this kind of commerce for our company. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bernardo. Next question from Miguel Oloa from BBA. Miguel, please, the floor is yours. Hi, good morning. I also have a question regarding e-commerce. What's the percentage of sales for the e-commerce, and how would you develop the strategy for the next 3 years? Good morning, Miguel. That information, if you want to, we can send that information over after we finish with our conference call. You can just let us know your contact information, and we can let you know this strategy. So, yes, we do have a strategy for the next 3 to 5 years that has to do with all of the e-commerce and all of the stores that we have. Because, yes, we're trying to have an aggressive strategy for this type of commerce. All right, that sounds good. And just to follow up on this, and everything that has to do with the customer service that is reflected on the portfolio, how do you see the prospect, or how do you foresee 2022 on your portfolio and everything that has to do with your customer on, let's say, on the productive portfolio for your group? So I'm going to ask Arturo and Gerardo to answer this question. Can you hear me? Yes. Loud and clear. Yes, this is Gerardo speaking. So this year, the recovery of our portfolio seemed to be quite active against 2020, or in regards of 2020, because, as you know, this was the coronavirus year. However, thanks to the promotions that have become mandatory, almost mandatory, and also quite attractive for our customers that are not exclusive for some specific dates, but in such way that we have some sort of balance or break-even point in order to have these stimuli or this incentive for our customers to reach our stores in such way that it's more productive for both our customers and also the company. So we think that we are going to reach our recovery, or we're going to recover the portfolio we used to have back then in, let's say, 4 to 5 months approximately, depending, of course, on the different factors that are external or that are out of our control. So with this, I mean all the possible crisis that we may face, and you know what I mean by this, but we hope to have a specific level that is comparable to 2019 or 2020. So we hope to achieve this recovery in such a way that it's better in comparison to last year and as the one that we have nowadays. Am I answering to your question with this information? Yes, thank you very much. And on everything that has to do with your portfolio, your productive and non-productive portfolio, with the specific targets that you have, is that so? Yes, we have already measured this. And that's why we are using this kind of promotions on our stores with our customers. And our objective or our goal is to have a more productive portfolio and more interests on our loans or on the credit part of it. And with this general volume is pretty much what we're saying. We hope that we're going to recover in a matter of 4 to 5 months maximum, and so we can have a successful 2022 with the conditions that we have at the moment. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Please remember, if you have a question, please press star and then the number one. Now we will continue with the questions in English. Please remember that there might be a question, a delay, given the translation. Are there any questions? Please, if you have any questions, press the star and then the number one. So far, we don't have any more questions. So I'm going to turn the call back over to Mrs. Pena for any closing remarks. Once again, thanks for your participation in Group Sanborn's conference call. If you have additional questions, please reach us by phone or send us an email. We look forward to speaking with you again.